When he immediately looked at the floor, it seemed likely that Andy had told him how the story ended, at least as much as Andy knew himself. His version did not include her in her car, with her birth certificate and a wad of cash. Dean looked back at her. "I'm sorry about all that, by the way," he said. "Yeah, thank you," she nodded. Her mind was digging through options, seeking for anything else to ask. "How long were you thinking of staying?"
"I don't know, 6 months, year at the most. I'll have to get back to New York, that's where my real life is. But right now, I'm kind of clearing my head."
He smiled.
"That's about as far as I've gotten for now."
She nodded. "I can relate." The amount of time people who have just met are supposed to look directly at each other, particularly without talking, is a unit that's both very short and very precise. When you exceed it, you get suspicious, or you get threatened. Or you get this flicker of accidental intimacy, like you've peeked at the person, naked, through a shower door. They both smiled, and it ended. "Right," she said. "So I think you should take it, the apartment. You should take it." She could see that he was carefully considering whether to say something. "What?" she asked.
"I'm wondering if I should promise you no funny stuff or something."
She raised an eyebrow.
"Do you need me to promise you no funny stuff?"
Now he seemed a little more serious.
"I do think we should have a deal."
She looked at him expectantly.
"You don't ask me about baseball," he said. "And I don't ask you about your husband."
"I didn't ask you about baseball."
"I know. And I didn't ask you about your husband."
"But you want to have an official arrangement?" He rubbed his eyes.
"I don't know how much you know about it, Evie, but I've had a shitty year. A shitty couple of years, and I have talked about it a lot, and I think maybe you're in the same position. If you're okay with this, you'd be doing me a favor. And you'd be doing me an even bigger favor if it can just be normal. I'll say hi, and you can say hi, and we won't do, you know, the whole thing with the mysterious sad lady and the exiled fuck-up."
She squinted at him a little. "So, like, as an example, I won't mention that exile and fuck-up both strike me as a little unfair."
"Right. And I won't ask you why mysterious sad lady doesn't."
Her hand stretched out across the table. Instead of taking it in his handshake hand, his business hand, he took it in the hand on the same side.
"Do we have a deal?"
he asked. She nodded, noticing the freckles on the back of his wrist. "Oh, stop it,"